Blackhawk, a leader in law enforcement and military tactical gear for over 20 years, invites you to share in the holiday saving. From now through December, visit blackhawk.com to sign up for exclusive offers to fit your tactical needs. Holiday offerings from Blackhawk include holsters, belts, lights, chest rigs, pouches, and so much more. Blackhawk, born from experience, made for the mission.
It's 107.3. Caring for KC with Darren Story.
Welcome to another edition of Caring for KC. My name is Darren Story. You're listening to us on all of our Cumulus stations across the metropolitan area. Remember, if you have not been vaccinated, you can get vaccinated. Go to vaccines.gov, put in your zip code, and you can find out where. It is my pleasure. She's a regular on this show. Jessica McClellan. She is the executive director and founder, CEO, and all that of Giving Hope and Help, one of my favorite organizations that I love to support. Welcome, sister. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you, my brother from another mother? That's what I call you.
Yes, I am. Yes, you are. All right, Jessica. So as always, I always want to always do a reset for someone who's listening for the first time. And one thing that I've learned about doing radio over the last, gosh, almost 10 years is that you never know who's listening. Sometimes there's always someone that is hearing about you for the first time. So I want you to do a quick synopsis of what Giving Hope and Help is, why you started it, and the things that you do.
Sure. Well, we have three arms of outreach. The first arm of outreach is coupled with domestic violence advocacy and support, as well as preventing period poverty or ending period poverty in domestic violence shelters, as well as with natural disaster, girls and women's organizations, and global distribution of period products. Period products are two of the least donated items to places of refuge in domestic violence shelters. And so we mission to end period poverty. Not only is it a world woman problem, it's actually a world problem.
Right.
Because women, many women and menstruators across the globe have period poverty, less access to feminine care to take care of their cycle. Then we have another arm of outreach called the Education is Your Passport program, which includes a scholarship program. The program supports pre-K through adult, college and non-traditional students with educational tools and supplies, as well as scholarships. And then we have a Love Bags for Cancer outreach to support cancer patients and fundraise for the cure. We also have Love Bags for Her and Love Bags for Him in support of the homeless community.
You do a lot.
So that is a lot. That is a lot. So we're going to get you somewhere in one of these three areas. but our bottom line is that we want to give hope and help to those in need and be the voice to the voiceless of those that are in violent situations and relationships.
Awesome. Jessica McClellan, she is with Giving Hope and Help. She is the founder of this great organization, and she's here today to talk about the big thing you do every year around this time, December 11th at the Robert Mohart Center, your new home, which is cool. Very awesome. Every year, you guys collect period products. So these are tampons and pads and all this stuff for distribution to all the places you just talked about. So let's tell people about that event and how they can engage.
Absolutely. Our ninth annual, can you believe it? It is our ninth annual feminine hygiene period products drive.
And was I around period. The first one? The was
you, I think you came to the,
or the second fourth, or third one.
And we're just so excited to celebrate our ninth annual feminine hygiene period products drive. It's going to be December the 11th at Mohart, 3200 Wayne, Kansas City, Missouri, 64109. There is a free parking in the south parking lot. We will also have an option to come in and meet and greet, take pictures, have fun, see other nonprofits. So we're going to be showcasing other nonprofits in the city. We already have 20 nonprofits confirmed.
I love that.
Including, yes,
I
yes.
love that.
So they will be there in the house.
I'm going to stop you, Jessica. I'm going to stop you for a second because I need to interject this. That is so amazing that you are sharing your space with other nonprofits, that you are not confining yourself or putting yourself in a bubble or being territorial about this. That is, that says so much about your character. I just want to say that, that you are having other 20 other nonprofits that you're allowing to get some shine while you're getting some shine. Just want to say that. You can continue now, but I just wanted
Absolutely. Well, we're honored. You know, my vision, Darren, it has been to include other nonprofits because we have too many silos. Mm. And if we come together, we can impact more.
That's right.
So in 2019, before the pandemic, December of 2019, we had 28 nonprofits at our event. It was a phenomenal event. And there were 28 nonprofits there, including the domestic violence shelters. And they left with a year or more supply of period products and toiletries and underwear. Now, last year, of course, we were in the middle of a pandemic and it didn't stop us. We yet had our drive as a drive-through, and the shelters drove through and received a year or more supply of period products and underwear and toiletries. So basically, there's no stopping us. For those that are not wanting to come in due to COVID, we will have a drive-through option.
That's right.
So they can drive through and drop their things off. Others that want to feel comfortable to come in, we will be masked. So that is mandatory in the building. And we're going to have a Shutter Booth KC to have fun pictures. We'll have hopefully a music and entertainment. And it's going to be great. It'll be a great opportunity for the community to see what other resources are available to them in the community.
Amazing. So, Jessica, when you give a year's supply of period products, underwear, and things like that, what does that look like? And like, does that fill up a room? For an organization, but what does that look like in the physical terms? Like, I've been there and I've seen stuff stacked to the ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's something to see. So it's basically a lot of full packages, unopened packages of pads and tampons. And we basically do surveys to the ones that we serve. And we've exceeded, you know, domestic violence shelters now. So we're doing other nonprofits as well that need these products. So we ask them, you know, what is their need in a survey and detailed needs? And we meet that need every single year. So they will leave. And you know, we mandate them to bring a vehicle that can fill, yeah, you know, trash bags or plastic bags, I should say. I hate saying trash bags because trash bags hold trash. Our bags hold good stuff. So yeah, they'll have to come and leave with those items. We used to make deliveries and it just got so big, Darren. I'm like, I spent hours doing deliveries in the beginning. I can't do that anymore.
No, you can't. It's become a big thing. So yeah. How do people do this? So they show up at, just come. And what if they can't come that day? How else can they do this? Let's just say, you know, I can't come on the 11th, but you know, Jessica, I want to help you. I've got a bag full of tampons and underwear and all that. How can they do that?
Absolutely. They can reach out to us at donate@givinghopeandhelp.com. That's our email, donate@givinghopeandhelp.com. And they can bring them to our office at 3200 Wayne, Kansas City, Missouri. They would have to be by appointment though. So they can also call us at 816-607-1813. That's 816-607-1813. They can also make financial contributions on our website at givinghopeandhelp.org, givinghopeandhelp.org. And I will stress that we need financial donations. We're asking for $5 or more. Giving Tuesday is coming up on November the 30th. And November 30th is also Giving Hope and Help's actual 8th birthday. So we launched on November 30th, 2013.
Yay.
Yeah. So we're turning 8 years old and we're excited about it. And so we're asking the community and listeners and donors that want to make a difference. $5 or more can make a big difference. We've got this huge, beautiful fundraiser going on right now to win a 3-piece Dooney and Burke, $358 value Dooney and Burke handbag set. for donating $50 or more. So if you donate $50 or more, your name goes in the hat. And we're going to do that drawing on December the 11th at the drive at 2 p.m. Do not have to be present to win. Your name automatically goes in the drawing if you make a donation of $50 or more in between now and December the 11th. So we are an organization that's asking for donations. We always have a give back. Our name is Giving Hope and Help on Intentionally. So we always have a give back and an opportunity to win something with our drives and our annual event.
Fantastic. Jessica McClellan, she is with Giving Hope and Help. And don't you want to say that again? Come by your office where?
Yes. First time I've ever said it. Oh, my God. Yeah, that is so good. So we have a new office space, and we're in the trenches trying to get it all together. But it is at 3200 Wayne, Kansas City, Missouri, 64109. Appointments only at this point. So give us a call at 816-607-1813, 816-607-1813. I also want to say, Darren, that Giving Hope and Help is just spreading its wings and has allowed me to spread my wings and really walk in the purpose that God has called me to do, in addition to running Giving Hope and Help, speaking to women and girls and boys and men, basically anywhere anyone will listen. And so that is the brand Jessica Lynn Speaks Life. And so I'm excited about that as well. And I'm accepting speaking engagements for Jessica Lynn Speaks Life.
There you go. Jessica Lynn McClellan, that's my girl. I'm not gonna lie. Anything she's doing, I'm trying to promote. I just so appreciate you so much.
I thank you so much. We need more of you in the world. Well, so thank you. Thank you for all you do as well.
I appreciate it.
And I got your back.
And I got yours. Thank you for having me. You're welcome. We've got more Caring for KC. Remember December 11th at 3200 Wayne. Giving Hope and Health, doing it again.
We didn't tell them the time.
Tell them the time. Hurry.
12 to 3.
12 to 3. That's important information. 12 to 3, December 11th, 3200 Wayne at their new location, their new offices. We've got more Caring for KC coming up. We'll be right back.
It's 107.3. This is Caring for KC with Darren Story.
Welcome back to Caring for KC. My name is Darren Story. You're listening to us on all of our Cumulus stations across the metropolitan area. As always, go to vaccines.gov. If you do not know where to get vaccinated, put in your zip code and they'll tell you where to go. It is my pleasure to have Janet Genowine. She is the Senior Director of Communications at the Veterans Home Care family of companies. Her company's Vet Assist program helps low-income disabled veterans and their surviving spouses access a little-known VA benefit to offset the cost of their in-home care. Janet holds a degree in journalism and has past marketing leadership roles at Blue Cross Blue Shield, Prudential Health, and BJC Healthcare. Good morning, Janet. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
Wow, you've done a lot. You've done a lot. All right, so let's talk about this little-known benefit. What is aid and assistance?
Well, it's actually called aid and attendance.
I'm sorry. Aid and attendance. My bad.
Sure. It's a little-known VA benefit for certain veterans or their survivors who need the aid and attendance of another to live safely at home. So it's an additional amount that can be added to a VA needs-based pension. But here's the important part. The important thing to know is you don't need a service-connected disability for this benefit. You don't need combat service or overseas service. You could have served stateside and get this benefit.
And why do you think people don't know about this benefit? They don't know to ask, or it's just not one of those things that's kind of not a big deal to the VA? I mean, I'm just curious about why people don't know.
Well, you know, I myself took care of my elderly World War II era parents, and I didn't know about the benefit either until I stumbled on somebody that told me about it. I think the reason people don't know about it is it's just not promoted. Veterans can actually qualify as soon as they turn 65, But this isn't like Social Security or Medicare where you get a notice in the mail or you get any notification.
Right.
You know, I think the other thing that we have to remember is the VA is an excellent organization. It's many families depend on it, and it's ginormous.
Right.
So a lot of people have their main contact with the VA, with the VA healthcare system. Well, when you go to the VA healthcare system, people there may not know about it. This is a benefit that's offered through the VBA, the Veterans Benefits Administration. So that's another reason people think, well, if there's something out there that can cover home care, that can help my elderly dad with personal care, like bathing and dressing and sure. using the bathroom, you know, I'd hear about it because we take dad to the VA health clinic all the time. And that's not necessarily so.
Interesting. We're on with Janet Genowine. She's the Senior Director of Communications at the Veterans Home Care Family of Companies. So now let's tell us, what does the benefit pay for?
Well, the benefit can pay for in-home care. So an in-home care aide. It can also pay for certain costs with assisted living. It can pay for a medical alert device. So it can pay for adult daycare. It can pay for a variety of things.
That's amazing. And so, to go along with that, my next question is that as I was reading your intro, it talked about the Vet Assist Program. Can you tell me what that is?
Sure. So I'm employed by Veterans Home Care, and we offer the Vet Assist Program. And the Vet Assist Program is basically in-home care with no out-of-pocket costs. So our company has bundled a package of senior care services that can be found no other place. And that's the Vet Assist Program.
That's amazing. Is it easy to engage this? Well, you know, once someone finds out about it, Janet, I think I used to work with seniors, and also a lot of those seniors were veterans. Okay. So one of the things that lots of seniors get really frustrated with is the process. Is the process relatively easy to engage in these programs?
Well, unfortunately not. I've actually applied for it with the help of my colleagues for my mother-in-law. And it can be quite a daunting process.
Right.
There's lots of forms to fill out. And as of 2018, the VA instituted a 3-year look back period for your financial records. So there's a lot of paperwork that can be gathered. You need military records, you need medical forms, you need, documentation. So that's really why we exist. It's our founder, Bonnie Lederman, she found a need in the community and she decided to fill it. And that's the Vet Assist Program from Veterans Home Care.
So you guys can assist with the daunting task of the paperwork and all of that, correct? That's part of your function, your mission.
That is exactly what we do. So the first thing we do is if you call us or contact us, there's a free consultation. We can help you decide if you should qualify. I mean, if you should apply. Now, only the VA knows if you'll qualify. But since 2003, when our company started, we've helped 19,000 people qualify for this benefit, veterans or their surviving spouses. And we have the expertise. We just have unparalleled expertise.
That's amazing. We're on with Janet Genowine of Veterans Home Care. And I guess one of the questions that has to come to mind, if you don't charge for your help, because you don't, how do you guys make money?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm glad you mentioned that. So we don't charge for the help filing the claim. Where we make our money is by charging the local market rate for home care. So, you know, we serve 48 states across the country. So we contract with home care providers and they deliver care to our clients and then they charge us a discounted rate. And that's really the difference between the market rate and the discounted rate is where we make our money. And it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's a good, That's a good model. So can someone apply for this pension on their own?
Yes, actually you can. You can go to the VA website and you can download forms. But I will tell you this, we don't recommend it at all. We offer free help for those who want to file a claim and use the benefit primarily for in-home care or adult daycare. Mm-hmm. But there's other places where you can get free help with filing this claim. And veterans service organizations are a good place to go. If you come to us and you're not a good fit for our program or you don't wish to use us, we're going to recommend somewhere else where you can go to get free help filing this claim.
Again, that's a great service that honestly, being honest with people about this, it's probably, like you said, a very daunting task. Why don't most, we know that people don't know, but are there other reasons why people don't apply?
Well, you know, having taken care of older adults, I can tell you what it's like to be in the sandwich generation. You're taking care of your own children, and then you're involved taking care of your older adult parents.
Yeah.
So a lot of times sandwich generation parents are paying out of pocket, and they don't even realize that there's a benefit that could be covering the cost of care for their elderly parents. And especially women, it is so important that we get the word out, because, you know, women as they age are more likely to be impoverished than men. And let's face it, you know, you're thinking about grandma or your mom, you don't think about VA benefits. You know, she never served. She
right.
This is something that's just highly overlooked. Grandma could be eligible if she was married to a wartime veteran who would have qualified. She would have needed to have been married to the veteran at least 1 year and at the time of the veteran's death. And in most circumstances, it's better if she did not remarry.
Right.
She's more likely to qualify. So is what I mean by that. But, you know, we really don't want to overlook women when it comes to this benefit.
Absolutely. And that's a great segue into my next question. Just overall, how does one qualify for aid and attendance through the program?
Oh, perfect. So we try to simplify everything because this is complicated. So think of the three M's. The first M is military. Did the veteran serve 90 days active duty at least, with 1 day at least in a wartime? And did the veteran receive an honorable or general discharge? So that's military number one.
Okay.
Number two is medical. Will a doctor certify that the veteran or surviving spouse needs assistance with activities of daily living? That's two. The third is money. And that is basically, you take a look at the person's income and assets, their net worth. And if it's about $130,000 or less, they will qualify. But here's the kicker. Your home and a primary vehicle doesn't count as part of your net worth. And there's certain deductions you can have. You can deduct ongoing medical or custodial care costs, and that can really help a person qualify. These are the little things that people don't realize, and this is why you really need that expertise to help you file that claim.
You certainly do. Janet Genowine is on. She's the Senior Director of Communications at Veterans Home Care here on Caring for KC this morning. What you guys do, if I'm in Kansas City, you're in St. Louis, but
right.
you it doesn't matter where people are. You said you're in 48 states. How do people get in touch with you guys?
So it's very easy. You can call us toll free. 1-888-314-6075. You can go to our website, veteranshomecare.com. You can email us info@veteranshomecare.com. So please get in touch with us. And like I said, we never just turn people away. If we can't help you, we're going to find a resource in the community, a veteran service organization. We're going to try to direct you to other help.
Okay, Janet. And because I know that people jump in and out of radio shows, I'm going to have you give the contact information one more time, just in case somebody just joined us, okay?
Oh, sure. You can call 1-888-314-6075. Email veteranshomecare@info@veteranshomecare.com, or go to our website, veteranshomecare.com.
Fantastic. Janet Genowine, she is the Senior Director of Communications at the Veterans Home Care Family of Companies, and the aid and attendance benefit. If you don't know about it, now you know, and you can get more information from them at their national hotline, 888-314-6075, or contact them via email, info@veteranshomecare.com. And of course, their website is veteranshomecare.com. Janet, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you. This was fun.
I try to be fun.
I hope we helped somebody out there too. I really do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we got for today, folks. Remember to be kind to one another, love one another until we meet again. God bless you.
Caring for KC with Darren Story.
Blackhawk, a leader in law enforcement and military tactical gear for over 20 years, invites you to share in the holiday saving. From now through December, visit blackhawk.com to sign up for exclusive offers to fit your tactical needs. Holiday offerings from Blackhawk include holsters, belts, lights, chest rigs, pouches, and so much more. Blackhawk, born from experience, made for the mission.